we don't have much, do we? Life looks pretty bleak. Well, hear these words from, it starts with my son, but now these are sons and daughters. This Solomon fellow, he liked to pull the son out of the pack, but we know this is for all of us. Hear these words. My son, don't forget my instruction. Let your heart guard my commands, because they will help you live a long time and provide you with well-being. Don't let loyalty and faithfulness leave you. Bind them on your neck. Write them on your tablet of your heart. Then you will find favor and approval in the eyes of God and humanity. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't rely on your own intelligence. Know Him in all your paths, and He will keep your way straight. Don't consider yourself wise. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then your body will be healthy and your bones strengthened. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will burst with wine. Don't reject the instruction of the Lord, my son. Don't despise His correction. The Lord loves those He corrects, just like a father who treats his son with favor. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We're always seeking the Lord's favor. Let's pray. Let's open the word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we are so grateful for this evening, this time of praise and worship and fellowship, and the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we will remember and dedicate our lives to the gifts, to the sacrifice that He made on our behalf. Father, we invite you into this service of this time of worship and praise. Let our tongues sing loudly our thankfulness for what you've done for us. Father, thank you for this evening. For those that still may be traveling, Lord, we pray a safe journey to bring them here. Father, be with us now and forevermore as we worship and praise in your holy name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I can honestly attest, look at his ring. It took place. What a blessing. I know Gina and Ev started a new chapter in their life. So, Bill, we still pray and wish the best for you and Gina. God bless you. The rest of you guys as well. Thanks for coming out tonight and blessing us with your gifts.
Well, we're very blessed to be here. Amen. We thank you all for tolerating us. But I do have one request, that we can make a sandwich down in here. We got an old row up here. Sound system doesn't get that loud. We need to make a sardine. Also, you introduce yourself to some of your prayer partners, because that's what's happening tonight. Everyone in this room, including us, are your prayer partners. It's in the act of praising that all kinds of promises of God are activated. Least of which is healing, which can sometimes take place instantaneously, and sometimes the praise initiates a process, a working process, are we? And we're going to be here for a while, probably. And we are looking for God's glory to be manifest here tonight, because we're two or more are gathered, He's in our midst. And we thank God that we have a sacrifice that enables us to stand before the throne of God and ask forgiveness, knowing that there are no limits to God's love, and that He wants to love us into holiness. That was something that stuck with me, because that's what He's done with me. I was very rebellious when things didn't quite work out and I didn't think God was doing a good job. I decided maybe I should take over, because I couldn't do a worse job than what God had done. That was my thinking. the time you was just so patient. And thank God for that. Because in His mercy, I learned about His love. So let's call ourselves into worship here. Because we're going to worship Him. Because there's no other name under heaven. Thank you. Jesus. Thank you. heart, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. We always want to see God in our lives. We want to see that glory manifested in our lives and in lives that we know, people we love, people in difficulty. We want to see that glory. But first, the best way to begin seeing it is to ask God to open the eyes of your heart so you can see. As Paul says, you know, we see faintly now through the veil, but we know what's on the other side through faith. Like Mother Teresa said, we're not called to be successful. We're called to be faithful. And in that faithfulness is where our eyes are open. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart.
Oh, there's two of them here. Okay. Are they, they're not related though, right?
Yes.
This says Gaither, William Gaither.
William.
Yes. Used to be my piano teacher. eternity in your hand. Because he's the Lord of glory. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He knew you before you were born. And he's got a mission for you to fulfill. And only you are qualified for that mission and that blessing. Creation.
with clenched fists, can we? We can't do it. We've got to make ourselves vulnerable to God, right?
Yes.
Is that a comfortable thing for us? Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's not comfortable for us. As we get to come and celebrate communion tonight, Jesus Christ went to the cross with his hands wide open. Hands wide open for us.
Yes.
Hands wide open. The Lord prepared a table for us. His disciples that night before he was to be betrayed. We know the story. It's common to us. But even Jesus in that time before betrayal, he knew it was coming. But he was freely giving and still serving those he loved and cared about. He had been serving those that he came across on the wayside. The woman at the well. Zacchaeus up in a tree. Will God meet us where we need to be met? When he meets us, hands wide open. Hands wide open. That's all he's asking from us. That we come willingly. That we give ourselves to him. Tonight, as we have the sacraments that Jesus provided, the body and blood of Christ revealed in a new way that night. And we've been celebrating that gift ever since, right?
Amen.
When we gather to even share a meal, it's recognizing the gift that Christ himself gave. On the night that Jesus gave himself for us, he had a time with his friends. You hear me say this all the time when we have communion. Such simple, meager things that he turned the world upside down, didn't he? He took the bread at the table that night and he took it and he broke it. And he told his friends, "Take and eat, for this is my body broken." Hands wide open. Do you see how you hold this bread? Our hands are wide open. That's what Jesus did for us. Hands wide open. He took a common element, something they did every day, but this was new. This was different. This had a new meaning to it. He broke the bread. He said, "Take and eat." After the meal, he took the cup. There again, common elements of the day. He had done it hundreds of times, I'm sure, with his friends. But tonight it had new meaning. It had a new purpose. It had hands wide open. Hands wide open. He took that cup and he lifted it to his Father in heaven and he said, "Bless this. For this is the blood, my blood, poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this each time you drink of it. Remember the covenant that I made with you now." And those of us sitting here tonight, that covenant is made with us. We have a covenant with Christ. In the Methodist Church, we have an open communion table. Everyone is welcome at Christ's table. You have to accept the gift, hands wide open. When you come to receive communion, how do we receive it? Hands wide open. You don't come to Christ's table with fists. We come with hands wide open. So everyone's welcome here tonight to come and receive the gift of Christ himself. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this precious gift. You have come in our midst this evening. We feel you here. We are here with hands wide open. As Jesus was nailed on the cross, forgave those nailing him to that cross. Father, I pray tonight that forgiveness is in our hearts. Where we have strife and conflict in our lives, Father, I pray that tonight it would go away. It would vanish in a way that only Jesus Christ himself can do. Father, we ask that you would grant us this peace. We come here tonight broken, shattered people. We have burdens we carry into this place. Father, I pray tonight that as we come and receive this precious gift, and we stop and take a minute or two at the rail, the altar rail here is always open. Father, I pray that we can leave the burdens we have brought into this place at the foot of the cross. That's the only place we get relief from these things. But Father, we come tonight as well, praising and giving you thanksgiving as we've been singing these precious songs to you, to your glory. We pray a blessing upon the ears that have received this gift. So Father, be with us now as we receive this Holy Communion. We give you the praise and thanksgiving for your Son and the gift of eternal life. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We will be doing communion by intinction. As you come forward, you will pull a piece of the bread off. Someone would be here with a cup. Dip the bread in the cup. Dip the bread in the cup and take then the elements. Nancy. Thank you for the grace and the anointing you have poured upon us this evening. Father, thank you for the power in this place. Thank you for eternity. Eternity is the hope of your people. Father, bless us. Keep us safe. Keep us strong and faithful in our walk with you. Thank you, Christ Jesus.
Against you. We worship a truly great God. praising God that this is your fuel depot here.
Amen. Amen.
We are very, very blessed. And we need it. It's very, that's the world of darkness out there.
Well, wrapping it up for the night?
Well, it depends on it. Well, one more? The key to A9?
One more.
Sure.
Key to A9. You know, majors are always happy. Minors are very different.
Receive the world with open hands, as Christ did.
That's the challenge for us, is to receive this evil, dark, menacing world with open hands. Let's do it for Christ. Amen. As we leave this place, Holy Spirit, go with us, go before us, go behind us. Let us be your open hands to the world. Keep us safe until we're back in your house again on Sunday. Let this be our fire that keeps us going. We love you. Keep us safe as we return now to our homes. We love you, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.